you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near.
Magnify the Lord with me. Amen. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, July 24th, 2017. Reading from chapter 5 of Matthew, beginning at verse 13. And you'll understand why in just a moment as I invite our special guest to share his ministry of music. And we formally introduce him. Marianne is co-hosting this program with me. But let me read first from Matthew chapter 5. And the title of this section of scripture is Salt and Light.
Amen.
You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Mm-hmm. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In that same way, let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Well, in the studio with me is someone that I'm getting to know. In fact, he showed up to one of our Singing Men rehearsals, and prior to that, he stopped in the Great News Radio Center, and I was intrigued by his story and some of his testimony, and we are getting to know each other. He has a gift of music. In fact, one evening, he played a few selections that he had written for the Singing Men of GNN. He's from Congo, the continent of Africa, has a ministry of music. We'll talk maybe a little about that and some of your testimony. But with me also is Marianne Offenstein, co-hosting this program, who also spent a great deal of time in Africa. So I'm going to give you the honors to share who we have in the studio, and then we're going to ask you to share a little song that you wrote with that passage in mind that I just read.
Oh, Mark, I'm delighted to introduce Jean-René Balakita from the Congo. And you and I have already experienced the brightness and light that he's brought into this room with
his music. We've been worshiping
here. Yeah, we've been. This is fabulous. His group is called Bamoyi. Am I saying that right, Jean-René?
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, yeah.
Bamoyi means life, the life of Jesus.
Yeah, and that's what you're all about, right, is proclaiming that light.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to hear a little about the testimony and your sharing and why you're here and in the greater Champaign-Urbana area. But you brought your guitar, and I see another instrument. Can we call that an instrument?
Marimba.
Marimba.
No, this is like, it's hard to explain. Maybe I'll have to post a picture of this. I've never seen something quite like it.
And you are very excited to
We are.
Yeah. It's like I want to jump right over into that, but I was so blessed by your song and your singing.
Oh, yeah.
And
what
he brought
a treat.
His guitar here. We're at the Great News Radio Center, and we're just going to have you have us all enter into a time of worship. Why did you write this song? And obviously, it's that passage out of Matthew chapter 5 that many people are familiar with.
Yeah, you know, I know exactly God gave me a gift, and I have to share this gift through his scriptures, through my music, to make disciples of Jesus. And I'm here with my band. You said the name of my band is Bamoyi. Bamoyi means life. So I'm sharing the life of Jesus through my music.
Praise God.
And when I met you, I said I want to be useful. Useful for the others. That's why in this moment, we want to be useful for the others and to be an instrument in the hands of our Father. That's why I wrote this song through my experience. We are the salt of the earth. We know Jesus, and we have to share Jesus to the others. Because he is the life, he is the truth, and he is the way, the only way. And he is also the only one who is worthy to be praised. That's why God sent me around the world to share the love of God, his mercy, how he can save, in fact.
Thank you for coming to us.
We We are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, where if shall it be salted, it is therefore good for nothing but to be cast out and be trodden under the foot of men. We are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, where if shall it be salted, it is therefore good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Lord, I am yours. I am yours. I am yours. I am yours. A city set on a hill, a city set on a hill, cannot be hidden. I am yours. Everywhere I go, I am yours. Lord, use me. I am yours. We are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, where if shall it be salted, it is therefore good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Oh, a city set on a hill cannot be hidden. I am yours. I am yours. I am yours. Lord, use me. I am yours. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. I am yours. Lord, hear my prayer. I am yours. I need you every time, every hour. We need you, Lord. That's why I say, I am yours.
Now, is that titled, I Am Yours? What's the title of that song? Do you even have one
yet?
The
title is The Salt and the Light.
The Salt and the Light.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
We're worshiping here at the Great News Radio Center, yeah. And we invited Jean Rene into the studio to be a part of this program. Who knows? Maybe it'll be the Monday and Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. Yeah. How many songs have you written and put together? And do you have CDs yet?
Yeah, we are recording.
Okay, you're in the midst of recording.
Yeah, we are recording. And we have many songs, but in this CD, maybe we will put 8 or 10 songs. Okay.
And I should say to our listeners that can't be here in the studio with us right now.
Yes.
He has no notes, no music, nothing in front
it's
of
astounding.
Him. This is all in his brain, and he's just playing. Yes. He has a couple instruments in here, and we're going to see where this interview takes us. But obviously, you don't come to this point of maturity of saying, use me, Lord, I am yours, without there being a faith journey. Who was influential in introducing you to God and God's love and Jesus? Uh-huh. Can you take us through some of your life and give us that narrative?
Yeah, I'm an orphan since when I was 3 years old.
Okay.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and through my mother. That's why I remember the scripture says, parents, you have to show the right way to your son when there are kids. Because my mother helped me to know Jesus.
Hmm.
Because When I was 3 years old, I lost my father, and my mother helped me how to know Jesus, how to put only my faith in Jesus Christ. Mm. And my life is a testimony, because I was born in village, not in the capital. But from village in the capital, I saw the hand of God in my life. And when I came in the capital, I studied at University of Music. I get my diploma, and I was teaching also music in college, because I'm bachelor in music.
Now, you've quickly fast-forwarded. So from 3 years old to college, who was providing for you? Who was feeding and clothing you? How did you survive? And did you sense a calling on your life? Was your mom influenced to follow Jesus because of other family members or missionaries or a local pastor? So what happened from that three to getting you into the university?
Yeah, because we were living in the Protestant missionary, from Swedish.
Oh, so you were like in a missionary school?
Exactly.
A campus or compound or somewhere where they invited you to be a part of that community?
Yeah, the name of the mission is Sundilutete. It is very in the deep village in my country. Mm-hmm. And then when I was 12 years old, my mother helped me also to understand it was a time to get my baptism. And I did it. But when I go very back, when I was 6 years old, my mother bought for me my first guitar. And she's like my first teacher in music. Because in our house, before sleeping, we had a behavior to sing in family, praying in family before to go to sleep. And then she influenced my life.
Now, did you have other brothers and sisters? Or?
I have just one brother.
One brother.
Yeah, he's a physician, dentist in my country. So we are two members of family.
Is your mother still alive?
Yeah, she's living now in village. The name of the village is Kimpese.
Kimpese.
And the name of my mother is Christine Muniamu.
You are a good testimony to your mother and your village and your people and to the Lord.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, you are, Jean René.
Okay, so you're playing the guitar at an early age. You then go towards college. Was it a music degree?
I used to play the village, to go to the village and to the native village. And God taught me to understand, I gave you the gift, but don't think before about money. You have just go and share my message through your gift. And I did it. And when I came in the capital to study in college, I learned music. And after graduation, the university gave me a job like a teacher. And I was teach music in National Institute of Arts. I was teaching singing and audition of music. So I have also some dreams. But my goal now is to share my gift, to share my testimony with Jesus Christ.
And we're going to have you sing another song in just a minute here, but what was the first song you ever wrote, and how old were you when you started putting together lyrics and maybe saying, you know, Mommy, I have a, I don't know if it was like seven or nine.
Time,
or
but the song is in French.
Oh, no.
Okay, in French.
In French. I know the song, but it's it is Psalm 20. I have to because it's a very long time.
Yeah. Mark, can we have the French song? Is that okay?
Oh, yes, okay. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, we did the French version, of course.
Oh, I love this. I love it.
And so was this something like as you felt God's calling on your life and you were entering into that relationship with Jesus and praying to God and seeing that you had this gift, did you naturally start saying, I want to sing songs, Lord, give me words? How did you come up with the lyrics?
Oh, the lyrics, I remember we are reading. I told we have like a family service every night before to go to sleep. And we are reading in a psalm. And after it, it is like a joke, but it is true. When I didn't have before my guitar, I have a habit to take a little wood. So I can sleep with it like it is a guitar.
Oh, my goodness.
I wondered if you were like, you know, these professional basketball players, like wherever they go, they dribble the ball, they take it with them. And I wonder if you were one of these guys that had the guitar whenever you walked through the mall or went to the neighbor's house.
And with my little wood, I tried to sing.
Oh, my. I love this story.
Yeah, I tried to sing.
You're a musician at heart.
Yeah. That's why my mother decided to buy me
a guitar.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting that we have you in because in one of our front bay windows, Dyke Corson Music, he's one of the businesses we're featuring and honoring this month because he's helped us with our sound system.
Okay.
And we have three guitars in our front window. I don't know. Maybe it was to draw you into here as you see these guitars and thinks, what's going on here? But we had a discussion or a conversation a few months back, I guess about 4 or 5 months back. It was prior to my trip to Israel.
I
think you thought I was going to be gone like for some months because when he showed up here the other day, it's like, oh, you're finally back from Israel.
No.
And it's like, no, I've been back for 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
And so then I said, hey, come on in and we'll have you a part of the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. So I think this is going to end up carrying over into the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends because I want to hear some more of this music that has been God-inspired. And we'll save that for tomorrow, but maybe we'll close out after this song a little demonstration. So what is this song? And this is going to be in French?
Yeah, in French.
Yeah,
but I will sing just a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
Time. We got you on the spot here.
Dieu, en effet, n'a pas envoyé son fils dans le monde pour qu'il puisse juger le monde. Mais pour que le monde soit sauvé par lui. Oh mon Dieu, en effet, n'a pas envoyé son fils dans ce monde pour qu'il puisse juger le monde, mais pour que le monde soit sauvé par lui. Accepte Jésus. Accepte Jésus, accepte Jésus pour que tu sois sauvé. Accepte Jésus, accepte Jésus pour que tu sois sauvé. It's a long time.
I'm so happy right now. It's Monday, it's
and
world.
I'm saying. Believe in Jesus, and you can be saved.
Oh, nice.
Believe in Jesus.
Wow.
And how long ago, how old are you now?
Oh, now I am 47.
47? Very good. You don't
You're
look
looking
that
good.
Old. I guess.
It's like a young guy in here, making us feel a lot older.
Yeah.
And I wrote this song when I was 10.
Oh, my.
It was a long time.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing you can pull it out like that.
Long.
And are you trilingual? How many languages? So French, English.
Lingala, little bit Chiluba, little bit Swahili. And my native language is Kikongo.
Uh-huh.
So how many languages?
That's 4, and English is 5, and French is 6, right?
Yeah, 6 languages. Almost.
Wow. Almost.
I'm feeling really bad about my high school French right now.
My default is just the Spanish, no tengo la menor idea, you know.
Well, that's really good, Mark.
A few little lines that I know.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to share some more of your testimony with our listeners tomorrow and maybe a little song. And how about as a teaser for them to tune in tomorrow? Bring that other instrument
marimba,
over.
Yeah.
His marimba is sitting on our... I guess, our prayer table, our conference table, our board table, our meeting table, and it's humongous.
It's like a family table.
You know what? I'm going to have to grab my phone here, and we'll post a picture of that. Are you going to set that out on our studio counter here? Oh, that goes around you. it looked like it's like a xylophone kind of thing that lays out, but he has a strap on it.
This.
I'll post this photo. Let me take this. Come over a little this way so I can get the... Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, wait for a moment.
Okay. Wait, hold on.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, it looks like we'll have about a half a minute or a minute here.
Wow!
Give a little teaser.
I'm into this. I love it.
Okay.
So, can we take another... Another photo?
Yeah, and this is okay, and this is all out of wood and okay. And what are those gourds or what's underneath here? They look like they're almost
calabash.
Like pears or
calabash.
Calabash. Yeah. So what is that? Is that a fruit?
Yeah, it's
like a gourd or
exactly.
Okay.
You had it, yeah.
And then you have these pieces of wood that are kind of strapped down with
rope. When you beat, you can get the sound.
Wow! So you'll have a song for our listeners tomorrow.
I'm gonna share. I grew up with this song.
Oh.
Yeah, the song is in my native language, in Kikongo. Kikongo. Let me explain to everybody who are...
In 30 seconds or
we're
less.
We're going to have to do this tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. You're going to explain it tomorrow for the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, and that'll keep our listeners on the edge of their seat.
I am.
So maybe close out. This will be my instrumental closeout.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Offenstein with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
The song is...
Oh, no. I'll just keep playing.
Okay.
Because this will fade out. So I need you to about... Yeah.
Tina kanaku tu sisako imbila imbila.